This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
If you look at that pack of crackers at the back of the pantry and you're wondering, are they still safe? Well, you're not alone. There's a lot of confusion around food date labels, and it's leading to huge amounts of unnecessary food waste. Well, joining us now is Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Evangeline, this is one of the most confusing topics I reckon we've ever spoken about.
Well, let's try to clear it up. Good afternoon, everyone.
Let's start with the basics. What's the difference, I suppose, between a best before date and a use by date?
Well, literally as it states, that's what it means. Best before means that this product that's got this best before date is probably best eaten before that date for taste and quality. A use by means you have to use it by that date, because after that date, it's going to go off in terms of bacteria, not because of taste. So if we have a comparison of crackers and chicken, your crackers are never going to go off. They're not going to get bacterially infected because it's a dry product. You keep it in the cupboard. But your chicken, which you have in the fridge, we all know can go off, and that's because it gets bacterially infected and the bacteria grow. So you have to absolutely use the chicken by that date. And I want to say use it by that date rather than ditch it, because we don't want people ditching things.
Yes, of course, because we want to reduce the amount of waste. But those crackers, sometimes they can taste a bit stale. That's not necessarily going off, though, is it, with bacteria?
Exactly. So that's where the taste isn't as best as if you'd had it before that date. And, of course, it will vary on, you know, have you kept it in a tin? Is it dry? Have you, you know, clipped off the packaging so that it doesn't get, you know, damp inside and whatnot. So the way you look after your food will also impact on how good it tastes for a period of time.
Because I must admit, I've had milk in my fridge and it's still within, I might have opened it a while ago, but the use-by date is still, we haven't reached the use-by date yet. I feel like there needs to be another date that says so many days once you've opened it.
Absolutely. Well, that's a bit tricky. So they can do that with long-life milk, because we know with long-life milk, they've killed off all the bacteria in that milk. But with the fresh milk, they haven't killed all the bacteria. They've only heated it to a certain level to get rid of the most serious and most of the bacteria. So how long you've had it open for and how long since it was produced both count for that fresh milk. Equally, you may have a milk that's past its use-by date, but you have a sniff and you can't tell that it's off. And so that might be still okay to consume.
Until you taste it.
Until you taste it, that's right. Or when you heat it and it curdles up.
Oh, that's a good test, isn't it? Heating it and it curdles. How big a problem is food waste in Australia? Do we know how much is linked to the confusion around use-by dates?
Well, we don't precisely know how much is linked to the confusion over use-by or best before dates, but the guess is it's pretty high. So we know that about 7.6 million tons of food is thrown out every year in Australia. And we know that that's about $2,500 for every household. So that's a lot. It's a lot. And if we think of Australia, the amount of land that it takes to grow that 7.6 million tons of food is the size of Victoria.
That is absolutely huge. I didn't realise we wasted so much.
We waste a lot. We waste a lot. And it's quite concerning. So it's really good to make sure we understand what these terms mean, as well as doing other things to try to minimise food waste. So, you know, if you see that you haven't cooked that chicken you bought and the use-by date is tomorrow or today, quickly throw it into the freezer and it will be fine. And then you can thaw it out next time and cook it. So having strategies that if you do make little boo-boos along the way, you have got a strategy to try to fix it up and not throw the food out.
So it's okay if we haven't frozen something, it's in the fridge and it is still before the use-by date, it's okay to freeze it even if it's the day before. It doesn't have to be like immediately when we bring it home from the supermarket.
Absolutely. You can even freeze it on the day that the use-by date is up.
Okay, but after the use-by date, throw it out.
You have to throw it out.
Even if it looks and smells okay.
Well, no, with chicken, you'd have to throw it out.
Okay, good.
You can get nasty salmonella poisoning with that one. So okay. That is one of the ones. Meat, virtually you don't have any grace period with it.
All right, let's talk about the best before date. Are we talking days, weeks after that date? How can we tell what to do?
It's a tricky one. So the maximum time a food producer can put on for a best before date is 2 years. But we know that some foods will be fine after that. And one example is honey. So honey will last forever. There is no way that bacteria can grow in it because of all the sugar. Likewise, sugar can last forever. There's no way that bacteria will be able to grow in that. Things like plain flour and self-raising flour, what you'll find is that the vitamins will start to decrease in them. And they won't decrease spot on that best before date. They'll just gradually decrease over time. So they're still going to be okay to eat, but you may not get all the vitamins that you're expecting to get from them. Minerals like iron and calcium won't go off because they stay stable. It's just the vitamins that start to degrade. Things like pasta and rice will also be fine. So it's really a matter of going, having a think about it and going, well, what is there in this food that will go off? Nothing will. Does it smell okay? You know, sometimes nuts get rancid over a period of time.
Oh, they're horrible. They lose their freshness.
So that obvious taste, you know, is horrible there. Crackers can get soft, and once again, that diminishes the taste experience that you get with it. So it all depends on the type of food. But generally, you could throw another 6 to 12 months beyond that date.
We're talking with Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris about those little date stamps on our food and what they actually mean. Evangeline, I'm just thinking, we're encouraged to buy, when you mentioned nuts then, I thought I bought this big bulk pack of walnuts and pecan nuts as well, and we sprinkle them in muesli and all sorts of things. Love them, trying to replace ice cream with yogurt and nuts. It's hard.
Excellent.
But we're trying it, but it's hard. But we're encouraged to buy more because it's cheaper. I'm wondering if we worked out the economics of it, are we actually saving money? Because do we eat them or do we end up throwing them out and it's encouraging more food waste? What do you reckon?
Yeah, and I guess that's something that each household has to work out. Like, you know, for us, you know, a pack of nuts will disappear very, very quickly, even if we buy them in bulk. If you feel that you're not going to get through the nuts quite as quickly as you're expecting, you can always put them in the fridge or the freezer to reduce that fat oxidation occurring. So keeping them in cool, dark places. Some nuts are more stable than others, but nuts like walnuts, which have omega-3 fatty acids in them, tend to go rancid more quickly. So they're ones that are better to pop in the freezer and then pull them out. And they thaw in no time. By the time you take them out, put them on the bench and then find what you want to put them into, they virtually thawed because there's not a lot of water in them.
What a great tip.
But that cold temperature keeps them fresher.
That's a great tip because I've thrown out so many nuts, I reckon. I reckon it's, I mean, literally as well. So I think it's fantastic, you know, we stop the food waste. Now, essentially, if we freeze something and it's before the use-by date that we spoke about before, are we stopping the clock?
Yes.
Or do we just have to, is it like 6 months, 3 months? How long? And this is a difficult question, I know, but how much time are we buying by stopping the clock?
In terms of bacteria, so long as it's in the freezer, nothing will grow.
Okay.
Right? Because that minus 20 temperature stops bacteria growing. Once you take it out, you're then back to whatever the normal time it would have taken to go off. So if it's, for example, milk, and you've popped it in the freezer because you noticed it only had 3 days left and you popped it in the freezer, which you can do, you will then have to use it within 3 days once you thaw it, so long as you've thawed it safely.
Let's go through some of the SMSs that we've received. Tina says, this explains why my pantry is full of unopened expired food. thought yogurt was used by, and I've been binning it too early, says Josh. So
yes, yogurt's an interesting one. It's actually a best before date, and the best before refers, because it's got bacteria in it, right? It's got lots and lots of the good bacteria, and what it tends to do is stop the bad bacteria from growing, because, so that's quite helpful.
Okay.
The best before refers to the fact that the good bacteria are starting to die off. And by that best before date, you won't have a good number of bacteria left in that yogurt.
Okay. This one, Narelle says, if it smells okay, I eat it. But that may not be the case. That may not be safe.
That may not be safe with use by dates, particularly with meat. So with meat, you can't necessarily smell that it's bad. With milk, you can. And that's the difference between what we call food spoilage bacteria, so bacteria that make the food go off, like what happens with milk, versus meat, which contains pathogenic bacteria, which means it will make you sick.
We're chatting to Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris about use-by dates and best-before dates. This one's just coming in saying, I never knew about tinned food. Does that really need a date?
And tinned food doesn't, because it's the whole preservation system is canning it and having it in that sterile environment. But what is going to happen is the quality, the taste will start to decline. So for the lady that said she explains why her pantry is full of all these unopened things,
Tina,
it's a good idea when you buy new cans to rotate them. So put the ones that you've just bought at the back and bring the old ones to the front so that you're rotating through them. And because the reality is we do want good tasting food, don't we? We don't want to eat food that tastes rancid and has no taste left in it. So move the old stuff to the front, like they do in the supermarkets, and eat the older stuff first and then, you know, put the new stuff at the back.
Now, let's talk about the label design. Do you reckon it's confusing for consumers, or do you think we just haven't explained it well enough?
It is confusing, and I guess we also probably live in a very quick world where we make quick decisions and probably just see dates without seeing the use by or the best before. And sometimes it's actually hard to see it, because it's sort of that stamped on thing.
Oh, sometimes it's really hard to find.
Yeah, or something scrubbed off and you can't tell if that's 23 or 25 and, you know, you're trying to guess what the thing is. So, but it's difficult because they can't put it on as a permanent feature of their labels. So there has to be some way of using a better system to label foods and better education as well.
What would you like to see in terms of labels? Would you like to see more sort of general labelling, or do you like the specific ones?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I reckon we've got to, I mean, there's no way around putting on, you know, the use by the best before for each batch, but it might be useful to have a little line that says this product has a best before date because we know that it does not go off. You know, after 2 years, we predict that it won't taste as good, so try and eat it before then. Maybe something like that.
Vince says from Yarraville, this will change how I shop and how I throw out food. I agree. I reckon it'll change my behaviour as well. Totally rethinking what I do on bin day.
Yes, don't throw it out. Keep places like, I can't remember, Oz Harvest have yellow stickers that you can pop on your food in the fridge so you can see it really easily if the use-by date's coming up. The thing that we throw away the most is bread. So, and it's because it gets, you know, you get, it doesn't go off, but you get, not viruses, the green stuff.
The mould.
The mould growing, that's it, thank you, the mould growing on it, and you sort of throw it out because it's got mould spots all over it. So that's one of the sort of things that you need to think about. Well, how quickly do I go through bread? Does my family go through a loaf every 2 or 3 days, or does it take longer? And if it takes longer and you want to buy, because you can buy those half packs of bread, but they're very expensive compared to a full size, it might just mean taking out half of it, putting it in the freezer, and then leaving half out fresh and the other half in the freezer for when you need it next. So Look, in this, you know, we talk about the cost of living crisis, but if we could all shave off $2,500 a year from our food budget. That's amazing. It's amazing. It's a huge amount. It's a good holiday.
Absolutely. Before we let you go, have you got any other tips in terms of storing food that could mean that it would last a little bit longer than we hoped?
Yeah, so cool, dry storage areas. Mm-hmm. Make sure when you handle it, you keep your hands clean, so wash your hands if you're splitting things up. And when you're coming back from the supermarket, try to get the food in the fridge as soon as possible. Because, you know, if you buy the milk or the yogurt and you're driving around in your car and you leave it there for a couple of hours, that's long enough for it to start dropping in temperature and allowing the bad bacteria to grow. So keep it cool.
Evangeline Matioris, always good to chat with you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Evangeline Matioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.